أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear brother and sister in Islam, we are in a gathering with present of over 100,000 angels coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the video camera, not of the one I have, but the video camera with all these angels, the ones who do not have a video camera, but they go and report the status of our heart and the status of why we gather here. We gather here for a great purpose, for a beautiful purpose, for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What's the meaning sunnah? Sunnah meaning the custom and habit and action always has been giving and has been doing. Rasulullah has been doing it by himself. This is what the sunnah is. By this way, when we have a child, is recommended, very highly recommended, to make aqiqah. What's the meaning aqiqah? And before we said what's the meaning aqiqah, I go back and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put in my heart and my tongue what benefit to me, and would put in your heart what benefit to you, and make my word and your heart will be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit our gathering and bless our gathering and shower us with His mercy and His tranquility, inshaAllah. And shower this house and all the Muslim with the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say Ameen. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. My dear brother and sister in Islam, aqiqah, it was a habit of the Arabic people before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But they used to do it to statue, to idols, to make the idol happy. By this way, they used to cut butcher animal, and the animal they used to go and put it in the front of the statue. And the people who serve the statue come from the back of the statue, take the animal, have fun with it, and he said, the creator took it and you are fine. And the more they need more meat and more sweet, they said, oh, the God is very upset with you, you have to put more. Okay, let me go put more. And who's taking it? They do. But today, the aqiqah is different. When a father go and butcher a lamb or a sheep, when you butcher the lamb or a sheep, what you say? From whom? The name of your daughter or your son, not you. This is the first thing we have to learn. When you butcher the animal, when you slaughter the animal, one young girl treated me. Butcher is the wrong word. Butcher is a man who butcher. When you slaughter the animal, when you sacrifice the animal, okay? You slaughter it or you sacrifice it by the name of your daughter or your son. You said, for example, your daughter, what her name?
Salisha?
Okay. From Salisha. And what's your name?
Fiza.
Fiza? Okay. From Salisha Fiza ila Allah. What this meaning? You deny yourself. Because aqiqah, you're not doing it to yourself. No, for the child. You open a book. You open a bank account. But the bank account is not the Bank of America, or that the Chase Manhattan is not Citibank, is the Bank of Allah. The one never go down. By this way, all the money you spend, all the effort you spend, is for the child. Meaning you say, oh Allah, I am giving my child the first action he will receive in this earth, is the sunnah of your Prophet, Ya Allah. And the money I sacrifice with, and the effort, and my wife effort, and every effort, is for you, Allah. to write it down to my son. Now, if I'm a father making aqiqah, doing it to my son, what is my benefit? All the benefit going to the son or daughter. What is my benefit? My benefit, according to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it gives you the key of intercede in your behalf. Meaning, thinking the day of judgment, I did not make it. My good deed did not make it to me to go to paradise. Now your son or your daughter with their own aqiqah coming and stop in the front of Allah and said, "Oh Allah, I want intercede of my behalf for my son, father or my mother." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he promised, whoever do aqiqah, he gives a license to his brother or his daughter to intercede in his behalf. Look what we're doing. Are we doing anything for this life? No. By the way, the first teaching is the first action we do for the child is we open account with Allah. This number one. And when we are in a gathering like that, what we have to do? We have three jobs. Number one, if somebody tell me, come on, please, come for aqiqah, is obligation and covenant over me as a Muslim brother or sister to come and accept his invitation. I cannot tell him no. I cannot. It's almost like farad, obligation, unless I have a duty or I have some meeting before and I cannot retrieve from it. By this way, I have to come. Number one. Number two, everybody will like number two, is we have to eat. We have to eat. The aqiqah. Everybody now is waiting. Why? Because the food is coming. Now, and the food of the aqiqah different than any food in all your life. What's the difference between the food of aqiqah and any other food? Any other food, you buy it for yourself to enjoy and eat. But the food of aqiqah is a worship. Is a worship. By this way, when you're eating, this eating is actually blessing for you. And actually you will be rewarded for your eating. Meaning this brother, he has a hard time now because this people has to eat more now. Because the more you really have set the intention, you have to eat with the intention Allah will bless you with this food, because it's not a regular food. This is a blessed food by Allah because the intention for Allah. Even some people used to come in this gathering just to cure themselves from disease. Meaning if I have a sickness, I said, "Oh Allah, make this food, okay, the cause of curing my disease." Why? It's a blessed food. It becomes a cure and a medication for those who want to cure themselves. But we forget. What else, my brother? And also he has a right over us. The right over us is we have to make two dua. One dua we say to Allah, "Oh Allah, accept his effort." Because any deed we do not know if Allah will accept it or not. By this way, our job is when we eat, and before we eat, and after we eat, we remember the owner of the food, and we ask Allah, "Oh Allah, bless so and so, and accept his effort. And bless his family, and bless his daughter or his son, and oh Allah, accept from them." What is the purpose of aqiqah? Many purpose. First, aqiqah, we should do it really with poor people, neighbors, and members of the family. But in America, because we don't have all these people, we try to gather as a family. But just for a piece of knowledge, you should share neighbors, poor people, and friend and relative. Why? To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like when we get married, we're supposed to have walima. And walima is like aqiqa, but after marriage, not before marriage. People make a big feast before marriage. And after marriage, you want divorce. Now they feel sorry. Oh, what about last night? We spent $10,000. Let's wait for a while, what the people will say. You see? By this way, the feast before marriage, it become a big problem. This why Islam, remember, maybe the man and woman meet each other and they don't like each other. In this case, why we make a big feast before we continue? By this way, walima in Islam is after the day of marriage, meaning completely with physical contact. And you have walima. What walima for? Walima to thank Allah from the husband. I thank Allah, Allah give me my wife. And from the wife, I thank Allah, Allah give me my husband. Because everything is trust. You do not own your husband, you do not own your wife, you do not own your kids. It's a trust. And aqiqah is one of the way you try to fulfill your trust. Today in here in America, they said, if you are good to your kid, open a bank account for him. We said today, this man, he opened the greatest book in earth. He opened a bank account with Allah. With the first action for his daughter is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What more we can want? And he make people gather to remember the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to share love and unity between each other. And to share brotherhood. And to remember Allah. And to remember the bounty of Allah. And most of all, again, bear carefully to what I'm going to say. He's starting his action by opening an action and deed in the hereafter, not in this life. By this way, what's the message Allah wants us to say? From the beginning of the birth of a child, we prepare for death. We prepare for the hereafter, we do not prepare for this life. Because this is a reality. Like the brother was saying, we all leaving. We used to be young, we get older. We living, we will be dead. And we're going to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, what we leave from here with? You know, today we have a disease. People come and go in all kind of speech. And you find people in the middle of the speech, you know. Or they look in the watch when he finish, you know. And warm the food. They have ice cream or no. They cut the watermelon or no. It will be chicken or meat. You know, everybody thinking, you know. I'm going to eat one roti or two roti. You know, everybody thinking about different things. We have to think. What is the wisdom behind our meeting? Why are we sitting in this gathering? What's the wisdom behind it? Yes, we're going to eat. Don't worry about it. You're going to eat. And you're going to use the bathroom and everything. But we want to leave from here with something else. We want to leave with this family, make dua for them. We want to leave and remember this is the beginning of the end. We have to remember any bank of account you open in this life, any house, any treasure in this life is useless because nothing you can do with it and you cannot take it with you. If Allah give us vision to see what's going on, you will cry and said, I wish every day is aqiqah in my life. Like one, it reminds me by one story about two fishermen. One fisherman, his heart full of Allah, and he's standing in the water, and he throws a net, and he said, Bismillah, O Allah, give barakah. And he pulled some weeds, no fish, some weeds and worms. And he said, Alhamdulillah, thank you, Allah. And a messenger of this time was walking by, saw that. And he saw another man. He said, with the name of the devil. And he put the net, full of fish. Full of fish. He go back to the first one. By the name of Allah, give me baraka. Boom. With the net, little bit of weeds, maybe a couple of small fish. You guys love it. You can make it some with salt and stuff like that. And the another one, by the name of the devil, up. And he put it, a lot of fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he find in the heart of his messenger at this time, he's worried, what is going on? He said to him, oh my messenger, you want to know what is the meaning of that? Is a wisdom behind it, but we do not know. And he revealed the veils from this manager, from this messenger. And he showed him, he said, watch, this place belongs to the poor fisherman. He called my name. And he's content of what I give him. He saw a beautiful palace in paradise. He said, every time he threw the net, he do not get fish. And he thanking me, I bet we give him one of these palaces. Every time he get one of the palaces. No tax, you know? No gas, no electric. Wife is included. Everything, furniture, you name it, you have it. Okay? And no lease, forever. You do not come after 2 years and said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen, come out. Lease is up. No, is no lease in Jannah. Is yours completely. For infinity to enjoy. You do not get old. You do not get younger. You do not go to the bathroom. You do not worry about no bathroom in Jannah. Okay? Now he tell him, let me show you what the another fisherman I prepare for him. He takes the veil out. He saw a palace in hellfire with all kind of tragedy and calamity. He said, oh Allah, I will never understand your wisdom. He said, when I give doesn't mean is a gift. The gift is a status of contentment. The status of being humble and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This why Muslims supposed to be no envy, no jealousy, no greed, no selfish. We ask ourselves today, oh wow, he has a chandelier, I should go home and get a one. Oh wow, the pen is new, I can get a new pen. Oh wow, he has two living rooms, I have only one, we should move. You see, our talking today is only we compare. But actually, do you know every single day you get married? Every single day. And every day you're getting divorced. Everything, every day you gain. And every day you lose. Every single day. Do you believe in that? Imagine I take you to Miss Beauty contestant or whatever and tell you all is yours. But if you don't do that, one is out. You don't do that, second is out. You don't do that, third is out. How you feel? Every 5 minutes you're losing one. You know? And this is what we're doing today to ourselves. Every single day, either Allah give us palaces in paradise, or it will be denied from us, of our deed. Because if I do good deed and I worship Allah and try to please Allah, I will gain. Allah will give me because Allah is so generous. What happens if I'm worshiping the devil? Today, with all respect to you, a lot of Muslims worshiping the devil, worshiping themselves and their desire. They do not worship Allah. Even the one like me who go back and forth to the masjid doesn't mean nothing. Because only going to the masjid, I'm doing the ritual. I'm doing salah. But what is between salah? What is my manner? Where is the status of my heart? Very important. The brother talk about Hajj. I make 3 tips about Hajj. It is brother Idris' responsibility to make a copy and give it to him. Because it's another tragedy. We fast, but no benefit. We make salah, but no benefit. We do hajj as no benefit. Why? Something is wrong. We come to this gathering and no benefit. You see, if I have a power of intellect, which you guys really, from Trinidad and Guyana, you have to know, Allah give you a lot of power of intellect. Look at you, mashallah, big professional American, either professional or business people. How many beggar Guyanese or Trinidad? Very few. But the majority making a lot of money. But is this really what you're coming in here for? To collect money and high degree? And we lost our deen? We lost where we're coming from? We lost who is our grandparents? We lost even the quality, we still Allah have it and give it to us? Look at you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you a lot of quality. And you still have a lot of quality. Why you have the quality? Because some of your grandparents was good people and used to cry for you. You see? Because when you are a good deed as a father or a mother, you are blessing many generations to come. And if you are a bad deed as a father and mother, you cursing 7 generations to come. Where I get this from? It's a hadith Qudsi. Hadith by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, we have to realize what is the benefit. We go to the store and we check the item. We read the ingredient to make sure it will be benefit to us. We go to the store, we check the prices. Our sisters are very good to check the prices, to check the quality. Okay? What about the quality of our Islam at home? Today, we think once we go to a gathering, we act like a Muslim. Once we go to the masjid, we act like a Muslim. But what happened if the brother did not get married? And no baby, and no aqiqah? We will not act like a Muslim? What happened if there's no Friday? What happened if no Ramadan? We become a worshipper of an occasion, not a worshipper of Allah. And this is so dangerous, my brother and sister in Islam. This year, I was coming from Hajj, and I discovered something. The majority of Muslims, they are in a great shirk with Allah. Great partner with Allah. How I know it? One old lady, she was when I was our group. All the time I see her, she spit all over. She spit all over. She threw garbage all over. Once she arrived to Kennedy Airport, she going to spit, and she look around. She find many people standing, she felt guilty. She take something and she spit somewhere. I said, subhanAllah. In Mecca and Medina, you do not even think about Allah? This is my brother, not only this old lady, is all of us. We have to wake up about that. Are we worshipping ourselves and each other, or worshipping Allah? And if I'm really honest worshipping Allah, Allah is seeing me all the time. Our brother, when he goes to the masjid, put the kufi. Once he coming out of the masjid, put the kufi down. Our sister going to the masjid, they put the hijab. Once they go out of the masjid, they go to the disco. What is going on? We have to really think. You see? Once we come closer to a masjid, we put Quran. We go to the market, we put again jazz and disco. What is going on? Or for you, maybe you don't like disco, you like your own, you know, music from Guyana or Jamaica or whatever. I do not know. The point in here is who we worship. Do you know what the salah is? Like what I said in Surah Taha? To remember Allah. In case I forget Allah, now Allah tell me to remember Allah. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever makes salah and the salah will not prevent him of doing bad deed, is no salah for him. Doesn't mean if I'm a bad deeder, I said, okay, I'm not going to make salah. No, make it until you build the strength. Instead of putting music, return it and do dhikr, remember Allah. I always said to people, you do not even know what to do? Cry to Allah, said, I'm weak. Oh Allah, I'm weak. Allah will take care about you. I know people, they used to be crying for weeks just to get the green card. Once the green card is coming, no more crying to Allah.
You see him in the masjid daily, 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 mashallah, mashallah, messenger and prophet. Once he gets a green card and a blue passport, you do not see him in the masjid at all. What's the difference? We become worshipping Allah for something. Don't forget, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it. وَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ I will drag them from no way they can understand. And my plot and plan is true. Do you know what we are in America? We are in the midst, in the most tragedy and the most plot and plan from Allah against us. Why? Because we play game with Allah. Every Muslim coming in this country, once he meets a person, oh Allah, just to feed my family, just to feed my family. 1 year, oh Allah, just car, something to drive. You meet the person after 5 years, oh Allah, just a house, just to cover my roof. You meet the person after 10 years. The person was Lexus, Mercedes-Benz, okay? And the house changed to a bigger house. Is anything wrong with that? No, is nothing wrong with that. But if you do the right of your money. But to be a championship of dunya, and always a championship, oh, you have a new living room, I have to get a new living room. He has this kind of car, I have to get another new car. You see, we imitate each other for stupidity, for something that has no benefit. We're supposed to imitate each other for goodness. He has a good quality, I have to imitate him. He's doing this, I have to do like him. He's doing aqiqah, let's make aqiqah. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, not to take too much of your time. Remember, time is valuable. And shaitan, the devil, is stealing our time. Wallahi, none of us, if we go to the grave, the green card or the blue passport will benefit you. No. No. The only card will benefit you, shahada. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. If you have it correctly, meaning you have it in your heart, you have it in your life, you show it off to yourself, to your family. You're watching Allah. Allah is watching us. You see, we have to wake up. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, people are asleep. And when they die, they wake. Because you discover the reality. By this way, what we gain tonight? We gain something. Each one of us go back and ask, is me a Muslim? And if I'm a Muslim, when I invite other to Islam, what I said? A Muslim is the one who submit to the word of Allah. Is me submit or part-time submit? The Muslim is the one who submit and surrender to the will of Allah. Is me surrender? Full-time or part-time? Allah is the Rabb. Allah is the Master. Is me slave? Is this the action of a slave? Only a slave part-time and the full-time not a slave as a master? This is my brother called sincerity, ikhlas. We have to think. Yes, our grandparents, our parents give us a Muslim name, give us a Muslim title. We love it. But is this enough? We like to flatter each other. No. We want to make Allah happy by trying to implement the right Islam. Because this is the only thing we will carry. I always say it, and I'm going to repeat it again. All of you, when you go back home, what happened? Everybody carry a lot of luggage. You go to Hajj, people going with one luggage, coming back with 5 luggage, 10 luggage, 7 luggage. Big one, 100 pound, 120 pound. Do you know any one of us going to die, you're going to get a lot of luggage with you? You're not going alone in the grave. You're going to go with your own luggage and bags. Who fill the luggage and bags of me? Me, the one who fulfill my own bag daily. By my action, by my saying, by my status of Zahar, by a member of Allah, or my bad deed, and follow my desire, and not be obedient to Allah, and not being kind and generous to others, or be, instead of backbiting. We have a lot to work for. A Muslim should, before he do any action, he ask, excuse me, a learned person, is Allah allow me to do so? Is the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ allow me to do so? This is the right Muslim. We ask before we do. Today we do whatever we want, and when we're stuck in a problem, we said, excuse me, can you give me advice? And after the advice, I will follow my own desire anyway. Where is the Islam? Exactly, where is the Islam? Do you know who you are? Do you know really who you are? And where are you coming from? And do you know why you are located in Trinidad in the first place? And who bring you? What's the plot and plan against you? To make you lose your identity. To make you lose your own deen. Do you know who corrupt your economy? And you do know why you came here? To completely go to another corruption. Because no corruption more than America and Europe and Australia. Because dunya. Dunya is the more worst thing. This is why the Prophet ﷺ, he said, the best place on earth is the masajid. And the worst place on earth is the market. Why? Because once you enter a market, oh, it's nice, I want one. Oh, it's nice, I like two. Yes, I like to have this. Yes, I have that. It bubbles your heart toward what? Dunya, life, which will not benefit you. But once you go to the masjid, oh Allah, now you remember the hereafter. Now you remember the grave. Why establish salah? It should be in a masjid, not establish salah in our houses and market. Establish salah meaning make it in a masajid. Connect each other. This meeting should be weekly. This meeting should be weekly. Not with aqiqah, weekly you should have session and talk about Islam in your house. If every one of us start making session in our houses, Islam will rise again. Islam did not rise from masajid. I'm saying it loud and clear. Read the history of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam starts from houses, and Islam will come back from houses. Unless we make Islam go back to our houses, we will have what we see. A skeleton, an image of Islam, fake. From outside Islam, inside is corrupt. And now we have to ask ourselves, is really me embrace Shahada? Today, all of us, I remember my father, may Allah give him mercy in the grave, when I become 14 or 15, whatever at the time, he told me, Ahmed, I want you to take a shower. I took a shower, ghusl. After he came, I told me, now make Shahada. After I make Shahada, he told me, now I invite you to Allah. It is your job to continue. It's not my job anymore. I give you some habits, I teach you, now it's up to you. We should teach our young children and our young youth how to be responsible, male and female. How to be Muslim by themselves. Not because my father here. Oh, Allahu Akbar. Okay, my father is not here. Tick. Wonder what happened. My father is not here, I miss America. My father here or my mother here, MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar. Meaning what? I'm worshipping my father. I'm not worshipping Allah. My husband in here, boop, cover my head. My husband is not here, boop, take it out. You see, we become everything, we do it for each other. Do you know what this means? Anybody can tell me? Shirk, partner with Allah. And all of us is criminal, including me, number one. Criminal to whom? To ourselves. Not to you. We criminal to mankind with another job. We supposed to be in this country, inviter to Islam. Do you know staying in any place is non-Muslim? We have no right from Sharia point of view to stay there. Do you know that? Our staying would be haram, forbidden. Unless three conditions. Hear me correctly, you like it or you don't. Number one, you coming here to migrate with the intention to invite toward Allah. You are invited to Islam with your behavior and action and your intention, day and night. Male and female, young or old. We're not a champion here to build nice houses. The companion did not make beautiful houses in India and Pakistan and Bangladesh and Afghanistan. They left a beautiful grave and country full of Islam. You do not go to India and Pakistan and Russia and you find, oh, look at this palace of so-and-so, the companion of Rasulullah. You ever heard that? A palace of so-and-so, companion of Rasulullah? No, you find a grave. But he is the opener of Islam in this country. He is the opener of Islam in this country. What we done? Male or female, what we done? What we meet Allah with? The second thing, we are here. We can have right to stay in any non-Muslim country in another condition. If my own Muslim country in a need of certain professional and I go to the another country with the intention of learning this professional and come back and benefit our Muslim brother and sister. Not after I study, mashallah, IBM give me a big salary. No more. I cannot go back to Trinidad. I cannot go to Trinidad. How much does he give me? Working with a cow? Beep, beep, beep. No. I'm working for IBM. This meaning the intention was corrupt from the beginning. The third one, if you are oppressed so much in your where you live to the point you fear you can lose your own Islam. At this moment, you travel to any land in which you can implement Islam. Today, I say it loud and clear. America is a beautiful land for Muslim if they hold tight their own Islam. They give you the freedom to do whatever you want. Think is not thee. Allah allow it to happen is a trial for all of us. I consider America is the worst trial on earth for Muslim. America is like the really the shower. It show you yourself. Is the things that make you take your clothes off and show yourself really clear. You coming in here, what do you want? Maybe I talk too much. He didn't like what the speech. Relax, Amoshe. Bring him to me, inshallah. Hopefully. Come on, sit with me. I need you. This is our new generation. This is a new Muslim. Relax. Okay. Take him outside a little bit. What happened is, my brother, we are here with complete freedom. Now, according to this freedom, the one Allah allow us to have it. This is a trial. Like I met a scholar from Syria last year. He said a very beautiful sentence. He said, if we study in the time of the companion in Mecca, they had been tortured and enslaved to deny Islam. He said, today you was free and you came in this country and you slave yourself to dunya by yourself and you rejected Islam. They die to hold Islam and we dying to reject Islam. I went to Latin America and I find what happened and I came in here and I saw the same thing. In Latin America, all generation of Muslim who migrate from Lebanon, Syria, Palestine, whatever, 300-400 years ago, today 99% is Christian. 99%, I'm not exaggerating. I met a family, has 200 members, only one Muslim. 199 Persian. Look at our Muslim brother and sister in America. Look at our new generation. They don't look like a Muslim. They do not know nothing about Islam. And even if some of them coming just for some occasion, they just coming to please us sometime. Now, 10, 15 years from now, what we leaving? We are the farmer of tomorrow. We the farmer of this generation. Do you know, sister, what you are? You are the most important element in Islam. Not men. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Jannah, the paradise underneath the foot of the mother. He didn't say woman, the mother. What's the difference between a female and a mother? A mother is a teacher. Teacher of principle. Today I find our people complain in Islamic school. The parents coming and said, we do not have enough math. You do not teach our children enough biology and enough mathematics. Nobody said, we do not learn enough manner. We do not learn enough sunnah. The companion, they have mother creating the men to spread Islam all over. Today I ask our sister, what you gain? Who is your son and daughter? And what they accomplish by your name? What are you going to say when you die? What are you going to remember you with? How much cooking you do? How beautiful recipe you have? How much nice clothing you give them? How much beautiful, elegant bedroom? And let me tell you something honest, my dear brother and sister in Islam. The cup do not give me except whatever inside. Like one even American brother, he said, the fruit do not fall too far from the tree. Please do not forget. Don't blame your children. Blame yourself. Is me as a father acting as a father? Is me as a father learning Islam? Is me as a father setting the example instead of just pointing and that's it? And is me as a sister and wife obeying my husband and be kind and generous? Is me spreading tranquility and peace in the house? Is me spreading life and sunnah in the house? Is me, when a husband comes and tell him, let's open a book and read some hadith and learn something today and teach it to our children? Is me set the example in the house? Do you know, sister, every one of us will go in the grave alone? You don't take your husband with you. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said also, no woman go to hellfire without taking four with her. Father, husband, brother, and son. All the responsible people, if we do not give them Islam. Today we give them houses, we give them beauty, we give them this, we give them that. What about education? What about Islamic library? Today you have many video, Islamic video. Today you have many cassette, Islamic cassette. You have many Islamic books. We have refrigerator, maybe 2 door, 4 door, 3 door, you know, with deep freezer. And we make sure we fill our house with all the food, ice cream, chips, you name it. What about books, Islamic books, to our children? Is we have any budget for that? We make sure we change the dress. We make sure we get 22 karat gold. And otherwise the husband will be in trouble. If it's 18 karat, mashallah, you finished. You know, 22 karat. Forgive me, sisters. And also the husband, all the days sitting in the front of the TV, watching baseball or basketball. Like, mashallah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every day watch baseball and basketball. I know people addicted so much. They do not care where's the wife going, what she's doing, but he has to watch the game. Imagine. And he said, what's wrong with that? You gaining anything? You just gaining weight. You're not losing weight. You're not gaining any exercise. These are ones you exercise, not you. What you building? My dear brother and sister in Islam, we have to be honest. That's it. Are we honest really? or we are a liar? And we are liar. Liar to whom? Can we lie to Allah? Can we? And for how long? When the scholar, when I was young, he told me, Ahmed, you can argue with me now. And you can win if you are a good arguer. But remember, when you go to the grave and the angel of death will ask you, can you argue them? Aisha radiallahu anha, she said something beautiful. She asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we go to the grave, we will be questioned about the three questions first. Who is your Lord? Who is this man? Which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is your religion? Deen. Again, deen. Don't ever forget that. Deen by Arabic meaning manhaj haya, way of life. I'm saying it loud because we have to wake up. Way of life. Not salah, not psalm, not fasting, not hajj. No, way of life. From the time you enter to your house to the time you die, is my house is an Islamic house? Is a Muslim house? I enter and said, Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah. I sit in the floor. I eat with my right hand. I said, Bismillah. When I went to hajj, I found out 90% of the Muslim eating with left hand. Or is he eating with both? Is he really in a hurry? A Muslim eat with the right hand. Say Bismillah. Eat a sitting. Check his halal or haram. When you finish, say Alhamdulillah. Aisha radiallahu anha, look how what she's thinking about. Look, when a woman really know what is going on. She said, after the three major questions, what will be questioned about it? Will be questioned about the five pillars of Islam. Shahada, Salah, fasting, Zakah, Hajj. One sister, one time she told me, oh, I have this amount of gold. I ask my husband to pay for it. I said, who said so? You have the gold and your husband pays Zakah for it? No, you pay Zakah for what you own. If you owe to your own, you will be questioned about it. If your husband do it for you, he will be written to him as a charity to you. Now, after the five questions she asked, what we will be questioned about it in the grave? He said, Ya Aisha, if you are a male, you will be questioned about your mother. If your mother be pleased with you, all your deed will be accepted, even if it's not enough. And if your mother is not pleased with you, your deed will not be accepted, either even if you're coming with a deed of a messenger or a prophet. Mother, very important to please mother. Look at the value of mother. But not to please her to go to the disco or watch TV or not cover up, no. Please her in the things Allah wants us to please her with. She said, what about if she's a female, a woman? He said she will be questioned about her husband. If her husband pleased with her, her deed will be accepted. If her husband is not pleased with her, her deed will be rejected. Doesn't mean I will be a tyrant. I ask my woman for too much. No, to be reasonable to each other. By the way, our sister is not supposed to be cooking and cleaning the house. Is not obligation in Islam. It's actually a charity from the wife to cook and cleaning the clothing. It will be written to her as a charity, not obligation. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to enter the house, he used to hurry to help me cleaning and sew his own clothes and help me cooking. But doesn't mean I burden my husband 18-hour two shift working until he died and ask him to come and help me in the house. Why we do that? Because we burden ourselves with dunya and we pay for it. We want accumulate and we're stuck in bills. Now everybody running crazy like American people. And the end, we have no time for our children. Now our children go straight. And we worry about how big houses they are and how much wealthy we give them. But if they go to hellfire, no problem. But they have to have a degree. Degree and go to hellfire. Money and go to hellfire, no problem. Very important. I saw this disease among Muslims today. We do not care if the girl has a boyfriend or boyfriend or girlfriend, but we worry about the degree. We do not worry where they going, but in the most they do homework. They do not worry about how they dress, even if they go out half naked. But we worry about again if they do good in the school. Subhanallah. All the rule of Allah we reject it. We become a rejecter by our own self. We do not value how Allah is pleased with us or not. We make our children worship us sometime only. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, we can talk and talk and talk, but where is the heart is listening? Is our heart really want Allah? I believe if me today, meaning me, sincere, want Allah, Allah will give me Allah. If I want car, Allah will give me car. If I want Lexus, Allah will give me Lexus. If I want beautiful house, Allah will give me beautiful house. If I want beautiful wife, Allah will give me beautiful wife. If I want a beautiful husband, Allah will give me beautiful husband. If I want beautiful kids, Allah will give me beautiful kids. And if I want Allah and His Messenger, Allah will give me Allah and His Messenger, according to what we want. And this we cannot play a game. Allah, He has to look at our heart and find we really love Allah. We really think about Allah. When we go in the pillow, we shall say, Allah, Allah, Allah. Not I go at night, oh, he has 22 inch, I have only 19 inch, I want 27 inch, Sony, not Panasonic. You see, why? Because our mental in the daytime, all we think about whom? One sister, one time she asked me, my salah is no good. I always think about everything else. I said, it's not your salah, it is your time. If you think about Allah before salah, you will think about Allah in salah. But if you think about all the material things before salah, shaitan will bubble it up inside salah. That's it. By this way, we do not blame shaitan, do not blame salah, blame yourself the way you value your time. My dear brother in Islam and sister in Islam, I wish I can talk for so long, but the topic is not talking. The topic where we are and where we going. And we have to stop before it's too late. And start before it's too late. And save our time, saving our family. And the brother, may Allah reward him and accept his effort today and his goodwill. May Allah bless him and blessing his family and all the Muslim family who took the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to go back to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and start and helping each other. Not to gain material thing, but to gain the deen of Allah. Any question, please, or any concern about what I said? Has anybody had a thought or anything? I hope, inshallah, Allah make my word reach and penetrate in your heart, because He is the only one can penetrate our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah to this family, inshallah, and we make dua, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أول يا آخر يا ظاهر يا باطن وأنت على كل شيء قدير بأسمائك الحسنى كلها التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها يا ودود يا غفور يا رب العالمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا العرش العظيم يا مولانا يا ربنا يا إلهنا يا الله ندعوك يا الله ندعوك يا الله باسمك الأعظم الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت وإذا استرحمت به رحمت O Allah, we call you with all the name of you, Ya Allah. O Allah, we call you with the great name of you, Ya Allah. O Allah, you know our language and you know our heart. O Allah, accept our gathering, Ya Allah. Make it benefit to all of us and mankind, Ya Allah. Let us spread guidance, Ya Allah. Let us spread the word of you, Ya Allah. Let us remember who are you and who we are, Ya Allah. Make us call your name, Ya Allah. Bless this family, Ya Allah. Accept their effort, Ya Allah. Accept their aqiqah, Ya Allah. Protect their child, Ya Allah. And all the children of the Muslim family in all the earth, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us guidance, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us contentment, Ya Allah. O Allah, give us tranquility, Ya Allah. O Allah, fill our heart with loving you, Ya Allah. Make us love you and love those who love you and make people love you. O Allah, make us the keys to open the guiding to all mankind, Ya Allah. O Allah, use us to spread the deen of Allah. O Allah, use us, Ya Allah, to be the guider of others, Ya Allah. O Allah, benefit us in this dunya, Ya Allah, and hereafter, Ya Allah. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ارزقنا سعادة الدارين وكفاية همهما. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، تقبل منا، إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا، إنك أنت أرحم الراحمين. And all my brothers and sisters in Islam, remember all the brothers and sisters all over in Bosnia and in Kashmir and in Chechnya and in Kosovo and everywhere else. And the time is coming, we might have the same thing. Oh Allah, make it easy to us, Ya Allah. Ya Latif, Ya Latif, Ya Latif, altuf bina, Ya Allah. Waltuf bil muslimin fi masharik al-ard wa magharibha. Oh Allah, you are Latif. Be Latif with us and all the Muslim, Ya Allah. Subhanaka Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Wa alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Jazakum Allah kullu khair.
Thank you, brother. Take care. May Allah bless you and reward you for all the advice and the talks you've given us here tonight. I'm sure all of us are enlightened tonight with all the messages that the Sheikh has given us. And we should take heed of what the Sheikh had said here tonight. At least go back home in our homes and remember some of the good advice that the Sheikh gave us tonight. And implement them amongst ourselves and our family. May Allah bless him, may Allah guide him, may Allah give him strength, may Allah give him barakah, that he may do his good deed.